Here's the translated text in English. Oil falls 2% on looming supply glut, hopes of Ukraine peace deal. Gold, silver hit fresh record highs amid geopolitical tensions, weak dollar. Oil prices set for weekly gains with geopolitical tensions in focus. China pledges to control steel output during 2026-2030 period. Platinum hits record high on tight supply, EU combustion engine ban reversal. Spot silver extends rally to hit $75 per ounce for first time. Ukraine, US negotiators discussed how to bring peace closer, Zelensky says. Democratic governors call on Trump administration to lift freeze on offshore wind projects. Precious metals rally, UBS warns of profit-taking risk into holidays. Brazil's former president Bolsonaro has surgery to treat hiccups, wife says. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX Russia index unchanged. Breaking down Nvidia's unusual $20 billion deal with Groq. Where will the S&P 500 be in 2026? Here's the updated analyst consensus. Analysis: Waymo's San Francisco outage raises doubts over robo-taxi readiness during crises. Humanoid robots, what to watch for 2026. Target shares gain as activist investor reportedly builds big stake. S&P 500 at 8,000, gold at $5,400. Tesla to double. Here are top trades for 2026. Does market still care for Tesla EVs as focus shifts to robotaxis and Optimus? China passes revised foreign trade law to bolster trade war capabilities. China bets on advanced technologies to revive tepid industrial sector. Japan factory output falls more than expected in NAV, retail sales rise. Tokyo CPI inflation eases in DEC but stays above BOJ target. U.S. mortgage rates fall for second consecutive week. U.S. initial jobless claims drop, beating forecasts and bolstering USD. China widens foreign investment incentive list to stem falling inflows. Zambia's inflation accelerates to 11.2% in December, despite stronger kwacha. U.S. crude oil inventories surge, exceeding expectations. Hong Kong expects 3.2% growth this year. Seeks to maintain momentum. China issues draft rules to regulate AI with human-like interaction. Canada to provide $2.5 billion in economic aid for Ukraine, Prime Minister says. California drops lawsuit over Trump decision to pull $4 billion in high-speed rail funds. Will food prices fall next year? China's industrial profits tumble at fastest pace in over a year. Wall Street ends close to all-time highs in light. Post-holiday session, China hits U.S. defense firms with sanctions over arms sales to Taiwan. FBI headquarters to close as Patel announces move to Reagan Building. Crouton Digital, institutional-grade blockchain infrastructure for Web3 ecosystems. Bitcoin price today rises to $89 amid thin liquidity ETF outflows. Bitcoin price today ticks lower to $87K amid ETF outflows. Holiday lull. Thorchain launches native cross-chain swap interface in public beta. Bitcoin price today drops below 88K as rebound stalls ahead of key US data. Solstice and Core Prime execute first institutional stablecoin for stablecoin repo on a public blockchain. Stablecoin Insider releases 2025 report on stablecoin's shift to financial infrastructure. Exclusive. Beyond trading, where crypto's next real revenues may come from in 2026. Exclusive, why the $18 retirement industry now sees blockchain as key to survival. Strategy pauses Bitcoin buying. Builds cash reserve Senvest Capital, founder Victor Mashaldi's at 87. Kathy Wood's ARK boosts CRISPR stock with significant buy. Immersive's third NASDAQ notice for late financial filings. NetEase executive VP Ng Dingtor retire after 23-year tenure. Cycurion corrects dividend distribution ratio to 0.08. Super International Holding stock hits 52-week low at $16.3. Laureate Education stock reaches all-time high at $34.3. Space prices $16.2 stock. Offering at $150 per share. Hagerty stock hits 52-week high, reaching $13.89.